Welcome back to Southeastern Ohio's Outdoor Show. I'm Chuck Berry. My co-host is Don Big Daddy Pegath.
Hey, Chuck.
Don, we just mentioned before our last break that you just got back from a great antelope hunt.
Yes, it was. It was fun.
And there's a photo of your handsome self and your prize animal that you took out there.
Well, it's not a real big prize, but it's a prize.
But it was fun.
Yes.
Let's talk about your hunt a little bit. Everybody says, "Oh, I don't want to hear about somebody else's hunt," but this was kind of a cool deal, and
yeah, it was.
Got to take a good friend and enjoyed all that.
Yeah. We went out to Alzada, Montana, and to Trophies Plus Outfitters, and it's run by Mike Watkins. And I'll tell you what, you can't ask for a nicer place to stay. I mean, they've got a real nice lodge there. And he's a big game hunter, and he's got rooms full of trophies of all kinds of African animals and pheasants, different types of cats, mountain lions, cats from Africa. He's got everything in this place. I mean, it's really interesting, and his wife, Esther, can't ask for a nicer person. Very outspoken person, I can tell you that.
Okay.
She tells you I noticed that she was real nice when everybody first got there until she found out everybody's personality, and then it was game on.
Game on.
she was a peach, I'll tell you what. And a cook, oh my goodness, did we eat well. You know, sometimes you go to places and you wonder, oh man, am I going to like the food? Because, it was good food.
It was on, good.
Yeah.
Good deal.
Yeah, but we stayed in Montana. But we actually hunted in Wyoming because Alzada is only like a mile and a half from the Wyoming line.
Okay.
And we hunted there, and he leases all this property off of I'll say leases because I'm not really sure whether he just got permission to hunt there or whether he leases it. But it's acres and acres and acres, and it's just wide open space. And, you know, you can see for miles, and I see – I'm serious. And the particular herd that we saw, there was probably 17, 20 antelope in it, but it was a long ways away. And we had to cut down through all the little gullies and washes and pop our head up over top with binoculars and make sure they're still there, and then move into position and then pop up and look. And then we finally got into position, and I looked up over the hill, and there's a doe looking right at me.
Oh, my.
It's like busted.
Busted.
But I did get the shot off and took it, and it dropped like a bag of wet concrete. Dude, I mean, it.
There you go.
I hit her at 270, smacked her hard.
There you go. We're going to try and go to the phone lines here. It looks like we have a caller. Okay, we have a caller on the line.
Hey, guys.
Hey, how you doing, Kathy?
Hi.
Folks, it's Kathy from Dillon Falls Store. How you doing tonight?
Good. How are you guys?
We are awesome.
So what's on your mind?
Well.
Keep it clean.
Okay, I will. I'll try. I just wanted to call in and say, fishing's doing pretty good right now.
Is it? Good.
For everybody. And I had a question. I had a guy bring in a picture of a kangaroo mouse that their cat brought in.
Really?
And I was just wondering if you guys ever heard of anything about a kangaroo mouse here in Ohio.
I have not.
A kangaroo mouse.
Now, I've heard of kangaroo rats in Australia, I think it is, but I don't know. You know, that's interesting. I'll have to do some research on that, Kathy.
All right. I got pictures.
Do you?
Well, we'll have to stop and check that out.
I need to get my deer tag anyhow, so I'll have to see.
There is such a thing.
There is.
There is. There absolutely is. And, boy, they've got big rear feet.
Yeah, that's why they're called kangaroo mice.
So,
I know.
Anyways, I'm just kind of looking them up right now as you said something, and I had not seen one. Like you said, I've heard of those kangaroo rats. But
well, I did post a picture that the guy gave me. I put it on my Dillon Falls Bait Store page. But I also put a picture of a largemouth bass that he caught that was really nice. So
I just wanted to call in and see if you guys had heard
anything about it.
No, I hadn't. As a matter of fact, I've never seen one, to tell you the truth. So
yeah,
I'll have to keep my eyes out, huh?
So, Kathy, what are you seeing as far as deer? Are you getting to see some of those right now?
I have seen some brought in. The bucks, their necks are all swelled up. The stories I've been told is they're not really chasing, but they're following.
There you go.
So the girls aren't ready yet. The guys are, but the girls aren't. So
wow.
We know how that goes.
Yes, we do.
I guarantee you after the next couple of days, that's probably going to change.
Yeah, the cold snap's going to help.
Yeah, the cold snap's going to help,
and it's going to help with the blue tongue. So,
right. That eliminates some of those issues also for sure. I mean, once we get a good freeze, they don't worry about that. Same with the squirrel hunters. They don't have to worry about
the warbles.
The warbles at that point. And also, rabbits get a little more active.
They are.
Yeah. So what are you hearing there as far as the rabbit hunters?
Most of the guys, they're just going out and they're like checking their deer stands and stuff because they're not ready to hunt right now.
Right.
But they're seeing the rabbits, bobcats.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah.
And remember, if you see a bobcat, report that to a wildlife officer in the area because they like to kind of know about sightings of them and, you know, make sure they're not getting in a situation where they're going to harm themselves or, you know, domestic animals, you know, more neighborhooded or rural areas. They kind of want to watch that a little bit.
I will tell you one good thing. If you're going out and trying to hunt and you're not really seeing much of anything and you got your fishing license, I would tell you if you like sawguy, crappie, stripers, then I'd tell you, get out there and fish, because right now fishing is on fire.
Well, we had Mike in last week, our head fish squeezer for the district, and he was telling the same thing. Sawguy, crappie, really hot right now.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, and you were saying earlier today that somebody caught an American eel out there at Ellis?
Yes, they caught an American eel 3 days ago, actually. The guy came out, went fishing at Ellis, and he said that's what he caught. And I know the last time that I know for sure someone caught an American eel, it was at Dillon at the outflow.
Right.
And that was about 3 years ago.
I remember that.
So eel's supposed to represent good quality water. So
yeah, they don't like the real mucked up stuff. They like good clear flow, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So that's a good sign, you know, and a rarity too. They're not going to see those very often. That's for sure.
No, they're not. They're really cool. I did get a picture of the one the kid caught about 5 years ago out of Dillon, and then I think it was like 3 months later somebody caught one out at Muskingum River. But the one at the Dillon Dam, I did get that one. I got a picture of that one.
Well, folks, if you are out by Dillon Falls store, stop in and say hi to Kathy. She'll kind of give you the report of the day. She gets to see quite a few of the anglers and people out hunting, and she kind of gets to get that firsthand information from some of the people that are out in the wild and doing some fun stuff. And also pick up, you know, your bait and some of that stuff there. And don't forget.
And mainly just get a fishing regulation.
Yeah.
Hunting regulation.
Yeah, get one of
the
books.
So they know what the rules are.
Yeah, get that. So
that's
you don't.
That's the main thing.
And don't forget to grab a bag of chips and a candy bar and a soda or a bottle of water or something like that and help Kathy out. And we appreciate all you do for the area.
You're welcome. I appreciate you two guys. I tell everybody you better tune in 103.7.
There you go.
Outdoor show.
There you go.
There you go.
Thank you guys.
Well,
thank you, Kathy.
You have a good evening and appreciate all you do.
You're welcome, buddy. Y'all too. Thank you.
See ya.
Well, that's Kathy out at Dillon Falls Store, longtime listener and supporter of the show. Really appreciate, again, if you want to know what's going on fishing, she gets a daily report.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and she knows what they're hitting on, and she's telling me that it was minis and night crawlers. So
the weapons. So again, a wealth of information, and it's kind of cool to hang out there. You'll run in a lot of other folks out hunting and fishing, and get to talk with them too. It's kind of a cool place to hang out. That's for sure. So, but you know, Don, we were talking about your hunt out west,
yes.
And that's a thing you got to prepare for a little bit.
Yeah. And just like anybody else, I packed way too much stuff.
Gotcha.
And next year when I go out, I won't pack as much. And then I'll say, gee, I should have taken something else.
Yeah, right.
So it's just one of those things. And Alzada is like out in the middle of nowhere. I mean, it's got a gas station and a convenience store and a bar. And
that's it.
Two houses.
And
that's it. And it's out in the middle of nowhere.
Wow.
So.
And you guys drove out.
Yeah. Yeah. It took 2 days to get there.
Wow.
Well, we could have been there in 2 days exactly, but we stayed all night in Deadwood, South Dakota, and ate a good meal there. And then the next morning we thought we had a long drive. About 45 minutes we was there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, and as we pull in, the outfitter guy comes walking out, who is also, when you pull into his place, you see this sheriff's department thing there.
Right.
He's the sheriff, too.
He's the sheriff right there.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, and he said, well, we got another early one here. And said, well, you know, the guy told us to be here before noon. He didn't say not to be here before 9.
Right.
So we got there like at 20 after 9. So, but Mike's a good guy. His wife Esther's a great gal. And if you're interested in anything, they do mule deer, whitetail, antelope, and turkey out there. And their email address or their website is trophiesplus@rangeweb.net. I guess that would be their email address, or you can call him at 406-828-4512, and I can guarantee you'll have a good time and not be disappointed. The only time you'd be disappointed is if you don't get something, but you know, every time you go hunting, you don't have to get something.
No, sometimes it's just the about fun. The experience and
yeah,
the people experience. You get to hang out with and meet.
But that's Merriam's wild turkey that they got out there. But I tell you right now, they tell you to get leather gloves and knee pads. You need leather gloves and knee pads because they got these little cactus that hide in the grass. And
kind of familiar with those.
Yeah. They'll eat you real quick.
They'll grab you real quick.
Yeah.
You know, Donna, you were talking about the experience sometimes. Went on a mountain lion hunt, and not everybody in our group got one. But it was basically 3 days of no sleep because – we did a horseback deal in, and the thing I would tell you is you were unsure sometime if you were hunting the cats or the cats were hunting the horses.
Is that right?
And it was a little interesting because you found yourself not really having much ability to want to get into a deep slumber, if you know what I mean. You kind of found yourself doing that cat nap deal and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Again, though, the experience, I wouldn't trade for anything. I didn't get anything, but it was a heck of a good time.
Hunting something that can hunt you.
Yeah, it's a little different.
Yeah. When I went on that bear hunt, I took a sidearm with me.
Yeah.
I can tell you that, just in case.
Hey, we want to remind everybody, too, right now is the time of the year you can get one of the gifts that's hard to, if you got somebody that's hard to give a gift to, we have the 2018 NRA gun raffle. 290 guns will be given away every Monday through Friday. There's a chance. That is 5 chances a week for the first 9 months. And then the last 3 months, it's every day.
Every day.
So we're looking at 18 cents per chance.
Less than 18 cents.
Less than 18 cents per chance.
Yeah.
They are $50. Great gift to give somebody who they can kind of check to see if they won.
Yep.
There's a way to check every Woodbury
Outfitters dot, or yeah, woodburyoutfitters.com and go in there, NRA gun raffle, and you can see what gun was given away and what number on the calendar, because each calendar has a number.
Right.
And there's several. Again, it's a gift that gives all year long.
Right.
And you can win more than once.
Right. Yeah, you can. You go right back in.
Yep. You get thrown right back in
the
hopper.
So it gives you an opportunity. You can get those at several places. I have them down at the car lot, down at Fink's Used Cars. If you want to stop in and get one from me, bring your $50 and we'll get you a calendar. Several other places.
Yeah, too. T&K Guns and Archery has them. Top Gun Shooter Supply out in Chandlersville has them. Terry Tysinger at the VFW and the American Legion, he's on the color guard, he has them. Roger Graham has them down at American Light. Diddy's downtown deli that's got the superb sandwiches and really good chicken noodle soup.
Yep.
He has them for sale down there, or you can get a hold of me, and I'll certainly bring them to your house.
You definitely can email Don if you would like him to. outdoorshow@wizmediagroup.com, and he'll get in touch with you and go give him some information, and he'll
absolutely
get them to you. Well, folks, we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Southeastern Ohio's Outdoor Show here on Highway 103.